Blue Covenant, The Global Water Crisis and the Coming Battle for the Right to Water, by Maud Barlow. Read by Terry Clark Linden. Introduction. Water may also be good for the heart. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. Suddenly, it is so clear. The world is running out of fresh water. Those were the opening words of my 2002 book, Blue Gold, The Fight to Stop the Corporate Theft of the World's Water, co-written with Tony Clark, which warned that a mighty contest over the world's dwindling freshwater supplies was brewing. Water would become the oil of the 21st century, we wrote, and a water cartel would develop that would attempt to lay claim to the world's freshwater resources for profit. This would lead to a backlash in communities around the world, we predicted, as well as the growth of a new movement to claim water as part of the global commons. In the 5 years since Blue Gold was first published, that contest has blown wide open. On one side are powerful private interests, transnational water and food corporations, most first world governments, and most of the major international institutions, including the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the World Water Council, and parts of the United Nations, UN. For these forces, water is a commodity to be sold and traded on the open market. They have established an elaborate infrastructure to promote the private control of water, and they work in close tandem with one another. Their story is told here. On the other side is a large global water justice movement, made up of environmentalists.